Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
I'm Louise Jefferson Hallett. I'm Head of Art and Design here at Queen Ethelberger's. Every year we take students to lots of different places as enrichment for their studies and also to gain experience of sort of wider arts and culture. Every year we try to include some residential visits, places that students might be able to get primary research for their examination projects and also for their coursework. So this year we took students to Italy, to Florence, the birthplace of the Renaissance, amazing architecture, Michelangelo's David, lots of Botticelli's and Da Vinci's. It's a great centre for painting but also for sculpture, which is an area that we've really pushed this year in the department. We have lots of ceramics and three-dimensional work exploring different materials, so we wanted to look at that aspect in particular. We take students from Key Stage 4 and 5 to enrich their GCSE, A-level and BTEC studies.
It's lovely we've been able to come to the San Marco Monastery for something a bit different. We've been looking inside the small cells that the monks used to spend time in praying. I'm inside one of the cells now, and on the inside of each wall are beautiful scenes from the Bible painted with meticulous care, still in very vivid colours. You can see really intricate detailed paintwork, obviously used really tiny brushes, and a labour of love really to create these beautiful works.
The drawings and sculptures which you saw, it was incredibly beautiful. None of the words were enough to tell how beautiful they were. One of the paintings made me cry, so that I just stared at it for a long time. I will never forget the moment when I first saw that painting.
I'm Richard Alloway, a photography teacher at QE. The trip itself, we went on for 3 days, so it was quite a small, intense and quite jam-packed, busy trip. We tried to get a feel of a lot of places that would benefit all our students, so a varied degree of galleries. So we were looking at, you know, Renaissance paintings in certain galleries, looking at sculpture in another gallery, and also costume as well. And as well as all that, we were trying to fit in gardens, places of architecture, so not just looking at what students would expect, but actually the architecture, the design of Florence itself, being a historical city, and getting the overall feel of other kind of elements of art that will benefit their learning.
I think it's majestic. It looks really, like, everything looks picturesque. Like, I can't get enough of, like, every single, like, artwork. You can just take a photo and it will look, like, kind of very old, historic, medieval, Roman times.
So we encourage all students to take photographs and produce drawings, collect information while they're on the visit. We give every student a sketchbook, and we have a mini sketchbook competition, which we then collect all the sketchbooks in on the last evening, and we have a sort of mini presentation, and several prizes were given. I think you won one, didn't you, Charlie?
Yeah.
Because Charlie's a photography student, so it wasn't just about drawing. So Charlie created a sketchbook which was kind of a visual journal, sticking things in, the tickets, the leaflets, her thoughts about the visit, things that she'd seen, and also the general experience, so not just about the artwork, but just we walk everywhere.
The weather.
Yeah.
It was cold at times.
It was quite extreme weather at times, wasn't it? So, you know, one student won because just one amazing drawing that she did in one of the galleries. So she won a prize for that. It was a beautiful sketch that will really help her GCSE grade. But other students won prizes for the most innovative sketchbook, the most thoughtful comments. So it's just a nice way to round off the trip to recognise the work students have done.
I'm standing by the David sculpture by Michelangelo, the original, in the Galleria dell'Accademia in Florence, and I am blown away by the magnitude of the sculpture, the skill. It's utterly breathtaking, mesmerising, and in just such a perfect location. The roof above it, the light streaming through, it just shows the sculpture off perfectly, and it's just awe-inspiring.
I'm Charlie Parker. I do
BTech photography in year 12. Well, I like looking at the real world of Florence, so I don't really like looking at all the artwork that other people have done. I want to make it my own artwork, so therefore I took photos of the people there, because they're not posing for the camera, they're just being natural. I think my favourite part was like actually getting a real feel of the culture, because I think if you just go there for the museums, you kind of like don't get a proper feel of the culture. But the fact that we actually walked from museum to museum, you had like that chance, that opportunity to like look at everything around you, look at the scenery, because I mean you don't get that here. I mean it is proper nice here, but you don't have the same feel, and like the old buildings and stuff like that. At the moment I've already used the majority of my photos in my coursework, and I mean that's going to get me far. I mean if I didn't go on the trip, then I think I'd be pretty lost with what I'm actually meant to be doing, so kind of that helped me. And the fact that the teachers were there to help me and like help me take better photographs than I could before.
It's evening in Florence and we've just had a delicious Italian meal, pasta and meatballs, Italian ice cream, and we are just walking towards the Palazzo Vecchio now, and the lights are on. It looks very atmospheric and we're hoping there'll be a little bit of atmosphere when we get there. Going to go and soak in the Italian evening atmosphere.
I'm Margot Yulo. I do BTech photography in year 12. There were these three women walking towards the gallery and they were like looking so posh and so dressed up, and all the guys were just like looking at them. And I think that Charlie took a really good photo of them walking like towards the gallery with like their umbrellas up.
Yeah. That kind of classical Italian 50s, you know, Ferrari kind of feel to them, you know, very elegant, very classy and very just owning the kind of area. But that was the feel of Italian fashion. We managed to see so much and capture it all, and then see the students as well transfer it into their schoolwork. It's brilliant, you know, and they've done it so well, and it's informed them, it's kind of given new knowledge of how to develop their work and how it's developed their skills of looking and seeing and finding, as Jefferson said about, you know, finding details and what's there.
Going on that trip, it was quite life-changing for me, because I mean I want to be a photographer when I grow up. Having photographs from Florence and knowing where to go next, so like it kind of like maps out my journey like in the future, because I know that I will go back there and I will go back to the same spots and take same like photos, but then obviously manipulate them in different ways. So I think it has like quite changed my life.
We had a student who came last year to Barcelona with us, and he's now going on to study architecture, and he actually told us a couple of weeks ago that the experiences he had in Barcelona, the art that he saw, changed his life, and that's what encouraged him to apply for a course in architecture next year.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.